look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Hey, how are you guys? Nice to see you. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Good, good, Marty. I'm over at Oracle where the Warriors are going to be playing. I was kind of hit and miss on the Giants. I saw a little bit of it, listened to a little bit of it, but all in all, I guess I didn't miss a whole lot.
Well, the Dodgers didn't hit and miss, I'll tell you that.
No.
You know, they knocked it all over the place. But I think the biggest thing is it demonstrates to everybody you got to pitch. And you have to have that starting pitching. And you highlighted this morning with Walker Buehler from Vanderbilt, Stratton from Mississippi State, these two young guns going at it. And Stratton came back from paternity leave, and Brucey just had nothing today.
Yeah, well, he not only was really wild, he walked the first two guys, which is never good, but he also got completely shelled. I don't think he had any of his pitches. And I guess some of it is attributable to his absence, and you can understand that. I don't think it's any long-term concern. You wouldn't think so, but I mean, he gave his team, you know, no chance to hang in the game, and it's especially bad on a day like this with a doubleheader, and you hate to bring your relievers in too soon.
Well, the last reliever actually sort of lit the place up. I was sitting in the stands watching it, and you looked at the dugout. Sandoval came in, Bruce. I'm telling you, he has a tight delivery, and he actually looked like a pitcher.
Yeah, and you know, if this happens again, I wouldn't put it past him to throw a lefty. You ever seen him throw a lefty?
I haven't seen it, but someone tweeted that.
Right.
He can absolutely burn lefty. He throws it like a natural left-hander. It's remarkable to watch. Maybe he could throw a little of both next time.
now Bruce, Marty and I,
out there.
Bruce, Marty and I entrenched here in the middle of this doubleheader getting ready for the game, too, and I got to ask, since you're over there, do we have an update on Steph Curry? Is he starting tonight?
Haven't heard yet. Steve Kerr is going to talk in about 5 minutes, and that's when we'll know. Right now, it's not known.
All right.
Well, baseball is one of those sports. I love the old doubleheader. Bruce, this is like an old doubleheader because they had to get everybody out and get everybody in about an hour here. But you forget about the first one. You got Cueto and Alex Wood in the second one, and that's what a doubleheader is all about. You just try to split, really.
Yeah. I mean, truly what a doubleheader is all about is one ticket. When I was growing up, my dad, he always seemed to get us tickets for a doubleheader, and I was like, yes, you know. And it was almost always the Milwaukee Braves. So I got to see Aaron and Matthews and Adcock and Warren Spahn, all those guys, in two games. And they usually played both ends of it. And I don't know. And I've talked to so many people, you know, from that era who they really look forward to doubleheaders, and somehow they've gone by the wayside. But at least we have this version that we have tonight.
Yeah, this will be fun. And as I say, you know, you lose 15-6. Eight games are done between these two teams. They're 4-4. Panic is now out for a month or more, apparently with a ligament injury to his thumb. You have all the pitching injuries. All in all, Giants are still hanging in 12-14 as we come to the end of April. It's kind of what I sort of said at the end of spring training. Give me that, and I'll take it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they've had a lot of energy, a lot of really good moments. The panic thing is disturbing. If he's out 2 months, that's really not good. But you know, they continue to hit home runs. Even, you know, who knows where it's going to come from, if Alan Hansen's going to hit one. But you know, all the talk about moving in the fences, I think, has been mercifully silenced for a while, because they really do have a lot of legitimate power, and they're showing it.
Yeah, we saw it today. And let me tell you something, with Austin Jackson struggling and Hansen's up here, it wouldn't surprise me to see him play a little bit of center field, being the right-handed hitter. Then they got to deal with panic, not being at the top of the lineup, not turning double plays with Crawford. So the panic injury has a little bit of a ripple effect. So we'll see what happens. But have a great night at Oracle. We got to run and get ready for this second game. So I appreciate you coming on.
All right. I'll go find out about Curry. Thanks, Marty.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. All right. That is the great Bruce Jenkins.